Good afternoon, Sarah and Gabriel.
Good afternoon.
So how did this all start and what inspired you to live like Victorians?
It's something that we had always been interested in. And for us, since we had the interest, it was the most natural thing in the world to just follow the interest more and more as time went on. And we really encouraged each other in doing that and exploring it together. And it's been wonderful as far as research for Sarah's writing and for understanding all of the technology that we love to use in our everyday lives, like the bicycles and the cooking stove and the heating and just all the kitchen tools and things like that. It's been just a wonderful way to learn by doing.
I have a cultural studies degree, and when I was in school, one of the things we learned was that it's one thing to learn about a different country from a book, and it's another to actually go there and interact with the things the people there interact with and meet the people themselves and be immersed in it. And since we don't have a time machine until they develop a functional flux capacitor, this is the closest we can come.
Yeah, definitely. And what were your lives like before this drastic change?
I worked at a bicycle shop and studied in college, and Sarah worked at a plant nursery.
But I did go to Japan for a year to teach English. Like I said, I have a degree in cultural studies. Gabriel has a degree in history and one in library science.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way we live now has been really a true marriage of those two things, those two skill sets. Rather,
I was also homeschooled as a kid, and I was encouraged to follow my own interests and to pursue learning in all sorts of different ways that weren't just in a classroom. And that's something that I've carried through into the rest of my life here as well.
Yeah, definitely. And how has this impacted on your daily life and your routines that you would do?
Well, it's actually just been, it's been wonderful. A lot of people assume that that's going to be the hard part about what we do, but it's really been fun and been enriching for our lives. It's something that we feel it brings us closer to understanding, just a more conscious way of approaching the world. It means we take more care in the things we do, understand what resources we're using, and make better choices, we feel, just for ourselves. And it has been a wonderful way to live.
It's all about a conscious interaction with the world in which we live and the technologies we choose to use and the way we choose to live our lives. And we think that's a good thing for anybody to do. No matter how they choose to live their lives, they should think about why they're making those choices.
What are some of the obstacles that you have come across living like Victorians?
Well, the biggest obstacle has been, again, nothing that we've been trying to do, and none of the technology. We've loved all of that, and everything we've adopted has been, we felt it's been an enrichment in our lives. The hard part has been dealing with other people's reactions and assumptions, and especially, we've had a bunch of people who just don't understand what we do, and they've made assumptions about what we do and why we do it. And most of the time, those assumptions are just plain wrong. And dealing with their reactions to it has been the hard part. We've encountered a lot of people who assume that we hold all sorts of opinions that we don't actually hold, or who think that because we're making the choices we're making, it somehow is an attack on them, which is not the case. And, we make these decisions to do these things for ourselves. And because we like the interaction with the world that the technologies and the culture provides, and for no other reasons. If we hope to be an example to other people, it's not that we hope they're going to do things exactly the way we do, but that they'll think about their own approach and come up with their own ideas and their own interests and priorities the same way we have.
And also that they'll realize that there are many different kinds of diversity, that there's diversity beyond just the what one could term brand name diversity of the things we're required by law to respect. That really, as free citizens in any democracy, we should respect all the choices people choose to make with their lives.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And you aren't completely living restricted to the Victorian era. Surely there are certain expectations you make, such as access to modern medicine. Even this conversation right now, it is using Skype. So what other modern concessions have you used?
Well, you see, the thing is that if we were doing this interview in the 19th century, we would be using the telegraph. That's no longer an option. And so we've got to find the equivalents.
The other part is that a lot of people assume that we are trying to live exactly as it was in the 1880s and 90s. And we, more than anyone else, know that that's impossible. There's too many huge infrastructural systems that are just gone. And of course, the culture itself is just gone. So all we're really trying to do is we're trying to bring back as much of the old technology and culture as possible and put that back into what is essentially, you know, a modern life, and bring that into the modern world and show people that there are alternatives. It's not something where we hope to absolutely avoid the modern technology. Again, it's something that we want to make conscious choices about.
And part of what that helps us with is in the books that I write, because we deal with all of the everyday technologies that the people were using in the 19th century. I read, I'm currently working on the fourth book in a series of historical fiction that take place in the 1880s and the 1890s. And because we're using so much of the same technology that the characters in the book are using, it gives me a really hands-on approach and really in-depth experience.
Adds a lot to the detail and the richness of what we're able to communicate to people about the experience of people living at that time. But it's something that we think that it can basically give people ideas about other things that could be brought back into the modern world.
Yeah, and Sarah, where can we find your literary work online?
They're all on Amazon, actually. So it's really easy to find them. And if anybody wants the scenes behind the scenes, the inside stories, those are on our website. So that gives you the little inside details, the photographs that inspired the various characters.
That's at thisvictorianlife.com.
Thank you so much, Sarah and Gabriel, for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.